Governor Andrew Cuomo continues to say he will propose major reforms in the new year in the wake of the convictions of the two top legislative leaders on multiple corruption charges. But in a radio interview, the governor said there's only so far that he can go to rein in campaign donations. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Governor Cuomo says he wants to include major reforms in his State of the State agenda after federal juries lost no time finding former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver and former Senate Leader Dean Skelos and his son guilty on multiple corruption charges late this year. But the governor, speaking on WNYC's The Brian Lehrer Show, says there's only so far that he can go in reforming the state's flawed campaign donation laws. And he blames the U.S. Supreme Court ruling in the case of Citizens United, which allows unlimited independent expenditures, as the reason.
You're not going to get the money out of the system until the federal government changes the court or the law or both. So the money is coming in. Well, small donations. It's going to be big money and big donations because the federal law guarantees that with this Citizens United case that has institutionalized big anonymous money. You're seeing it all over the presidential.
The reform group Common Cause disagrees with Cuomo's assessment and says there are steps that can be taken, including requiring full transparency for independent expenditure committees and mandating that contributors have to list their occupation and their employer. But Cuomo says he will call for closure of a loophole in campaign finance laws. It allows donors to skirt the $5,000 limit for businesses by disguising the donations through multiple limited liability corporations. He spoke about that earlier in December, though he offered no details.
Part of it, I think, is going to be campaign finance, like the LLC loophole.
LLC donations from a real estate company known as Glenwood Management played a role in both corruption trials against the former legislative leaders. Glenwood officials, who were witnesses for the prosecution, testified that they felt coerced to give the money in exchange for favorable treatment in legislation. Governor Cuomo has also received money from Glenwood and its related LLCs. Recently, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio gave back a donation from Glenwood. Cuomo indicated, though, that he does not plan to give his donations back, and he says he's not influenced by campaign donors. The governor on the Brian Lehrer Show said anybody who is swayed by the money should give up politics.
If I believed that I could be influenced by $1 million or $1,000 or $50, then I'm in the wrong place and I should resign immediately, you know.
The New York Public Interest Research Group's Blair Horner says a law is not actually required for closing the LLC loophole. He says the State Board of Elections, which allowed the LLCs to be exempt from contribution limits back in the 1990s, could simply vote to rescind that rule.
There's nothing in the law that says that this is the way it's supposed to be. This is just a tortured interpretation of the law by the State Board of Elections, which allows certain companies to be treated more favorably than other companies for the purposes of the campaign finance system.
Horner says another area that needs reform is the ability of lawmakers to earn unlimited outside income. The issue of outside jobs factored heavily in the corruption cases. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.